This goes to Jessica Mowbray. It's M like Mary, O W, B like boy, R A Y, P A C. Fax 989-629-8145. Regarding Mary Jane, last name is Beebe. B like boy, E E, B like boy, E. Date of birth 8/10/1938. Dear Miss Mowbray, Mowbroy. Mowbroy. This is a consultation for Mrs. Beebe, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine and proteinuria. She does have a history of acute kidney injury twice, once from use of ACE inhibitors, and the second time was aggressive use of Lasix for edema of the lower extremities. She has seen her cardiologist about the lower extremity edema, and she had an echocardiogram done January 15th of 2025. It looks like she had mildly dilated atria. Her ejection fraction was 60% and grade 1 diastolic dysfunction was present with some evidence of elevated left atrial pressure. She also had a CT scan of abdomen and pelvis with contrast January 11th of 25. She had clear lung bases. Liver had was normal in size and had a smooth surface, no suspicious lesions, and no biliary dilation. Gallbladder is surgically absent. Pancreas looked normal. She had a small right adrenal nodule that was unchanged. Kidneys and bladder appeared normal. There was a 3.9 centimeter cyst in the lower pole of the right kidney. Otherwise, a normal kidney evaluation. Currently, she's doing better. She is now on Lasix, 40 milligrams. She does not use it every day. She tries to use it only every other day as needed for edema of the lower extremities. And that has been working. She does like to take it at night, even though she gets up to use the bathroom very regularly when she takes it. But she doesn't like to use it during the day because she can't stay away from the bathroom if she does. She has a long history of diabetes. Currently, it's well controlled. She said that she did try Ozempic to help with weight loss as well as blood sugar control, and her blood sugars actually increased. So that was stopped, and she's back on metformin at this time. Blood sugar control has improved since she's gone back on metformin. She did have some neuropathic pain in the lower extremities. She tried Lyrica, 25 milligram, three times a day, and it was not effective, she states, and so she stopped that again. Currently, she denies any headaches or dizziness, no recent falls, minimal dyspnea on exertion, that is stable. She has to perform quite a bit of exertion to get short of breath. She does not have any orthopnea or PND, no dyspnea at rest, and no cough or sputum production, no chest pain or palpitations. The edema is improved since Lasix was resumed carefully. She does have sleep apnea but is unable to use the mask. She can't get up out of the bed fast enough to use the bathroom when the mask is in place, she reports. And she does complain of chronic pain in her back, and her feet and legs get very sore when the edema gets worse. Past medical history is significant for many years with type 2 diabetes, proteinuria, peripheral neuropathy, hypertension, edema of the lower extremities, gastroesophageal reflux disease, hypothyroidism, hyperlipidemia, obstructive sleep apnea, venous insufficiency of the lower extremities, osteoarthritis, and chronic low back pain. Surgical history, she's had colonoscopies, rotator cuff repair, total abdominal hysterectomy with bilateral salping oophorectomy, breast biopsy, benign findings, tonsils and adenoids removed, cholecystectomy. She had 3 parathyroid glands removed, and just a small portion of one remained for primary hyperparathyroidism adenomas. Social history, she has never smoked cigarettes. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She's a widow and retired. Family history is significant for heart disease, diabetes, stroke, hypertension, and mother had ovarian carcinoma. Review of systems, as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to latex, sulfa, and Keflex. Medications, she's on Lipitor, 40 milligram daily, vitamin D3, 1,000 units, 2 capsules daily, Voltaren gel, 4 times a day as needed topically. Pepcid is 20 milligram twice a day. Fenofibrate is 48 milligram daily. Lasix, 40 milligram every other day if needed for swelling in her legs. Glipizide, 5 milligram twice a day. Hydralazine is 25 milligram 3 times a day. Synthroid, 112 microgram daily. Metformin, extended release, 1,000 milligram twice a day. Metoprolol, 50 milligram daily. And no oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Also magnesium daily, CoQ10, oral vitamin B12, and calcium, 3 500 milligram tablets daily. Physical exam, height is 58 inches, weight 199 pounds, pulse 65 and regular, blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff, is 132 over 70, and for orthostatic purposes, left arm standing, 140 over 80, so no orthostatic drop. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is difficult to visualize, but the uvula is midline. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear, no rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, somewhat distant sounds, no murmur or rub. Abdomen is obese. She does have a palpable umbilical hernia, non-tender. No enlarged liver or spleen, no ascites, no palpable masses. Extremities, the right lower extremity, 2 to 3 plus edema, that's toes up to the knee. Left lower extremity, 1 to 2 plus edema, toes to knees. She has decreased sensation in feet and ankles bilaterally. No ulcerations or lesions are noted. In lab studies, most recent labs were done January 28, 2025. Creatinine 1.06, estimated GFR 51. 10-7-24, creatinine 1.0, GFR 55, 9-26-24, creatinine 0.97, GFR 57, 4-5-24, creatinine 1.05, GFR 52, and 128-25, calcium 9.6, sodium 139, potassium 4.3, carbon dioxide 26, albumin 4.1, liver enzymes are normal, microalbumin to creatinine ratio 2.93, so in the microscopic range, 111.25, hemoglobin is 12.2, normal platelet level, and white count was 12.6. I don't have a regular urinalysis, so we will do that with our next lab study. 10-7 of 24, hemoglobin A1C is 6.3. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with microalbuminuria, most likely secondary to longstanding diabetes, many years, uncontrolled at times. 2, peripheral edema, most likely secondary to chronic obesity, and also the untreated obstructive sleep apnea. She has tried the zipper support devices. We recommended that it may be a good idea to try the Velcro applying support stockings, and possibly even some that would go up above her knee. But she will discuss that with you at her next visit. Maybe a prescription for them would help cover the cost. Then we could use mechanical means as well as the Lasix to control her edema in the lower extremities. She will continue to follow a fluid restriction of 64 ounces in 24 hours and no salt diet. And she will have labs repeated at this time, then every 3 months thereafter. And we will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.